for breakfast.
Visit whipplesvolkswagen.com.au. Welcome to Triple M's Smelly Boot, where our team of experts discuss everything football.
Yes, and only one game to talk about for this weekend, but it is the game of all games. So we'll talk State of Origin in just a moment, but we'll introduce our experts to you right now on the line. Good morning to Gov. G'day, mate.
G'day, guys. How are we going?
Going very good. They're very excited about this weekend. And, just like the ice down there at the Civic Square, he is solid. Paul Reedy from K&R Plumbing Supplies and the Western Mustangs. Good morning, mate.
Yeah, good morning, mate. Good morning, everybody.
All right, let's have a look back at last weekend because we've got a bit of time this morning. We only got the one game to talk about. A pretty good round for us all in all. You and I, solid, picked up 6 out of 8 and Gov with a 5 out of 8. Gov picking the Bulldogs against the Titans. We stuck solid with the Titans, as you always do and you've done all year, solid.
Well, I have when I suit it.
They did very, very well, and a good win there, 32-10. I know the Doggies are struggling, but you know it's wins like that really can see a team turn a corner, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right, and that was a really good win for them too. Like they won convincingly there, and for them, so hopefully they'll be able to go on with that after the Origin round this weekend.
All right. Look, we all picked the Sharks to beat the Broncos. The Broncos, they just keep doing that to us right throughout the year, Gov.
Yeah, they certainly do. They're a good side and they've been on and off the boil. So, you're pretty hard to tip against them each week, but yeah, pick the wrong one to go against.
And then it was his special. It was the Sunday afternoon game. Solid told us this was the one. This was the special. The Tigers against the Raiders. And of course, they ended up getting thumped. So, we stuck with the Raiders and just as well we're on the Green Machine, Gov.
I tell you what. With you and me on the Green Machine, my mate Rush, he nearly had a heart attack when he heard that on the radio. But anyway, they got over the line, so he was very happy.
Mine too. Look, something else I just want to say again, thanks to Tim Bliss and yourself, Solid, and all the team there at the Western Mustangs for donating this magnificent footy. It's signed by members of the St. George Illawarra team and the Gold Coast Titans team, and it's from that very special day that we'll never forget, the 25th of March with the first NRL fixture in Toowoomba. And it's a cracking little piece of memorabilia. We're going to auction that off. We're going to kick that off at the end of the segment here, and money raised going to Triple M's Give Me Five for Kids. So I put you down for $2,000. Solid, was that right?
Yeah, that's right. I've got Gov's money, so you can keep going.
All right, we'll kick that off coming up.
Actually, it's probably not a bad idea that the Titans buy the ball, because it'll be the only time they would have touched it.
Oh, please. Yes, it was a little one-sided that day, but it was still a great day nonetheless. All right, so the game coming up Sunday night. This is it. Game 2. It's an absolute must win for Kevy and the boys here north of the border. And of course, as far as the Blues are concerned, well, I mean, they'd be thinking to themselves, if we lose here, do we repeat what happened last year? We won the first game and then lose the next two. They'd be, you know, very, very concerned, particularly then heading to Suncorp Stadium. How do you see things unfolding on Sunday night, Gov?
Yeah, well, look, the Blues obviously on the front foot. I see Freddie had them at a bonding session and had all the players on the grass. Is
yes,
that right?
That's exactly right. Yes.
Barefooted too.
Different. Oh, walking on the grass.
Yeah. They call it earthing. Yeah, that's what they call it. They did it before the first game. Apparently, it's something he picked up back in the 70s. So it's fair to continue.
They're in the grass.
They're on the grass and they just walk around and they earth. So I don't know, but you know, I guess when you're on a good thing, stick to it.
Yeah, exactly right. So Regan Campbell Gillard, he's the only guy that's out because of injury. Yeah. Matt Fryer comes into the side at age 49 or whatever he is. I can't remember. He'll be fairly excited. Tough game. Maroons, they've made a couple of changes. Milford and also Morgan are out. And Ponga comes into the side, which I think is a great idea. Billy Slater slots into fullback. So we're giving ourselves a bit of a chance. Our forwards have got to stand up. That's where we got rolled over in the middle last time. So if our forwards can hold them and we show a little bit of spark in attack, I think we're a chance of getting out of the top of them. But, gee, it's going to be a great clash. Sunday night's a little bit different, but, yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, well, that really does, you know, change things, doesn't it? Because we're talking about a standalone weekend round of State of Origin, something many people would like to see for the entire series. But, anyway, we'll take one while we get it. Solid, what do you reckon's going to happen come Sunday night?
Yeah, well, look, going back to the first Origin, it wasn't that big a difference between the two teams. It was only the 10 points, but, you know, the Addo car try was all for forward pass. If that was called back, we're only talking 4 points. So I think Queensland weren't that far off the mark. They missed a lot of tackles, which is where we thought New South Wales were going to let themselves down. It turned out it was ourselves. But I think the forwards will be really stinging from that, and they'll be looking forward to getting back into it and proving themselves to not only hold their position, but get Queensland a win. And also, I think Billy Slater at the back, you know, Storm have got one of the best defensive records in the competition, and a lot of that's because of Slater's talk at the back and telling people where they need to be, and he'll bring that straight back to Queensland this weekend. So hopefully, and Sunday evening, it's going to be a different sort of thing. I think people probably sat up last night waiting for the game, or Wednesday night waiting for the game, and she's on Sunday. So looking forward to it. I reckon it'll be a fantastic Origin match, and go Queensland.
Yeah, all right. I mean, having said that, though, I know what you're saying about the forward pass. There was a bit of controversy about that. But, you know, only two tries to the Queenslanders, and one of them came from a stray pass from Maloney, a length of the field intercept. You take that pass out of it. Really, they only put, you know, one decent try on the Blues. Surely they'd be a little bit concerned about their attacking options and how many questions they actually asked, Gov.
Yeah, well, look, New South Wales have got attacking prowess all across their back line and, you know, through the forwards as well. So they'd be fairly confident going in. But, yeah, look, the Queenslanders, we just didn't click. We just didn't get started. We didn't seem to get into the game, probably because a lot of young fellas, or a lot of new faces trying to gel together. I think that'll be a different case this time. I think they leave Andrew McCulloch on for the full game, unless he's completely exhausted. He'll make a lot of big tackles around the ruck and he'll get them going forward. So I think the forwards are going to stand up. I think they would have addressed that at training. I think we can get our forwards moving along on the back of McCulloch, who played really well in the first game. I think he gets them going and our backs will be able to do what they do best and get out of the top of the Blues.
All right, Solid. We've heard last night that the finals for the TRL won't be held for the first time in 100 years at the Clyde Burghofer Stadium. Many people still call it Athletic Oval. Bit of a change there, and it's now going to be at a different venue.
Yeah, so I spoke to Brian Gilroy about that yesterday and just got his point of view on it. And he's just sort of saying, you know, a lot of the TRL are all volunteers. They've only got a couple of paid employees.
Yes.
And there's a lot of governance for them to go through. But the costs, the new model that the Oval is suggesting, and same with us, they're trying to talk to us about for the fixture for the trial match next year. It makes it, you know, untenable for us to go there. There's too much risk involved and not enough good outcomes. So, you know, they've made their decision as the Toowoomba Rugby League to take it to a ground where it's just going to happen. It's just going to be great game of football and all the other sort of stuff's been put aside. So hopefully they'll be able to come to a happy understanding to get some rugby league back at the Clyde Burghofer Stadium. But, you know, without the Toowoomba final series there, there's not much else in rugby league happening up there.
All right. And what about this weekend as far as local rugby league?
Yeah, so it was a great weekend last weekend with the Mats and Mass Muffin.
Wasn't it? Great game.
What a fantastic match. But look, this weekend there's a couple of really good matchups. Dalby and Pittsworth, last year's premiers, Dalby and Pittsworth, both find themselves just outside a little bit, or Pittsworth more outside. So they'll be really trying to get the 2 points over Dalby this weekend to stay in touch. Dalby be wanting to get the 2 points as well to cement their spot in the top five. And, of course, Highfields will be taking on the Warwick Cowboys. They find themselves equal on the ladder. So this is going to be another fantastic match, 2:30 Sunday. And the Western Mustangs have a bye this weekend, so the boys will be able to come out and play for their respective Toowoomba Rugby League clubs this weekend. So it should be a great round of rugby league again.
Absolutely brilliant. All right, well, you boys kick the shoes off, get on the grass and enjoy Sunday night State of Origin coverage from midday right here on Triple M. We'll talk to you next Friday in the Smelly Boot.
Cheers.
See you guys.
Triple M's Discover the Downs. A roundup of what's happening across our region this weekend.
All right, some of the private schools already on school holidays. So a great place to go, Alice's Wonderland. That kicks off at the Cobb & Co Museum as of today. Runs right through until the end of January next year. A fantastic display there. It comes from the Melbourne Museum, and it's included in your admission fare in, if you are in the Toowoomba Regional Council rate-paying area, you'll get in for free. There's a free Christmas movie night happening tonight as part of the Winter Wonderland. We're going to talk more about that in just a moment. It's on from 6 till 8 tonight, and it's Home Alone. That's in the Village Green in Ruthven Street. There's an evening with Tim Cope, the adventurer. We had him on the show. What a phenomenal young fella this bloke is. He's had some amazing adventures around the world, and he has a canine companion with him. It's to raise money for Off the Chain Canine Rescue in Queensland. It's at the Armitage Centre, happening tomorrow night from 6 o'clock. There might be still a ticket or two available from stickytickets.com. The Everly Brothers, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons will be on stage at the Empire Theatre. Well, at least the tribute show, starring internationally renowned The Robertson Brothers. This is going to be a fantastic show, and there's still tickets available through the Empire Theatre website or the box office for that one tomorrow night. The Toowoomba Wedding Expo. If you're getting married, you've got to go out and check this out. It's 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. on Sunday at the Highfields Cultural Centre. Over 65 of the region's best wedding suppliers in attendance. Hot food and drink is available as well. But it's the event that's captured the imagination of all of us around the region as we prepare for the Winter Wonderland there in the Civic Precinct. And to tell us a little bit more about it, so we've got this bloke on the line. Yes, he is. Councillor Jeff McDonald. We saw him last night getting into the groove on the ice skating rink. Good morning to you, mate.
What an introduction, Lee. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Look, I'm actually down here now, Lee, and it is absolutely sensational. So if we have this sort of weather for the next 3 weeks, it'll be extraordinary. I know there's a bit of a cold front again coming next week with a bit of rain, which will add to the atmosphere, I guess, of what this is all about. But it is absolutely sensational, I have to say, and very excited for the 4 o'clock kickoff this afternoon, the official opening, when the mayor will come screaming across the ice skating rink. Well, he probably won't, actually. and cut a ribbon to get things started. But look, it is spectacular. It's something new for us, and for a lot of people, it's probably the first time they get a chance to touch and feel and probably fall over.
Exactly right. Now, how can people get involved? How can they get their sessions booked?
It's pretty simple. The ticketing is online, or you can come down to the venue. But the ticketing online is toowoomba.skatingat.com.au. And it's a pretty comprehensive website, easy to follow. And you get a dollar off your ticket as well on there. Or you can come down to the venue in the Civic Square, as you say, between the library and City Hall, and take your luck there. But if the days are beautiful like they were yesterday and today's looking, I'd suggest you jump online and book your ticket so you're not disappointed.
And this will go right through to the end of the school holidays?
Goes right through the 15th of July. And there's a lot of activities happening, particularly over the public holidays, which start after next week. So we're still another week of public schools. Private schools are finished. But we're seeing a lot of school bookings, and I guess that's the shout-out this morning, that if you're a teacher and you're listening this morning, that perhaps it's something for your class to do next week, and you can do a group booking, very economical, and be part of it and give someone a new experience. Who knows, Lee? We might just find another Jane Torval or Christopher Dean in Toowoomba.
Well, I'm going to be there with my family at some stage throughout that 3 weeks that it's going to be there. It's a magnificent addition to the Garden City and perfect for this time of the year. And as you say, if the weather stays like this, it's just going to be wonderful. It is our Winter Wonderland and the ice skating rink, which is happening there at the Civic Precinct. Jeff McDonald, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Lee.
You cannot be serious!
Yes, I'm serious, and Vancouver's annual Car Free Day Festival attracts thousands of people to the Canadian city's main street. However, this year, visitors were treated to an unusual new product among the other food and drink stalls. Unfiltered hot dog water. Yes, the drink, which comes in a sleek glass bottle filled with water and a single hot dog, will help the drinker lose weight, increase brain function, look younger, and increase vitality, according to the sign at the hot dog water booth. The sign also explains that the drink is rich in sodium and triggers anti-inflammatory processes. The hot dog water, which comes unfiltered, was listed for an event price of $38. And just to prove the old adage that there is a sucker born every minute, they've gone through 60 litres of real hot dog water already. And after 4 years as the top elected official of a small town in Minnesota, a four-legged mayor has decided he's getting a bit long in the tooth and is not seeking re-election. Yes, Mayor Duke, a 13-year-old Great Pyrenees dog, has spent the past 4 years serving as the mayor of Cormorant in Minnesota. Elected by mistake during a write-in election, the dog has led parades, appeared on billboards, and kept up Cormorant's good name. Duke will return to private life, but not before doing a tell-all biography. The book takes readers through a journey of Duke's life and how he taught a town to be chill, join in, and be kind. Duke will spend his remaining few weeks in office faithfully watching over Cormorant from his favourite spot near Main Street. A farewell parade for the town's best friend is set to be held in August. And you thought your local council had gone to the dogs?
You cannot be serious!
Music, celebrities, sport, gossip. The Entertainment Report on the Darling Downs Triple M.
Hollywood superstar Johnny Depp has sat down for a tell-all interview with Rolling Stone magazine and has opened up about coping with his divorce from Amber Heard, admitting he couldn't take the pain every day. The Hollywood sensation told how he struggled to manage as stories emerged following the split, his mother's death, and his involvement with multiple lawsuits. The actor revealing he was as low as he could have gotten. During the interview, Depp also confirmed one of the great rumours surrounding his acting career. He actually does use an earpiece on set. However, Depp says it's not because he can't remember the lines, but so he can act with his eyes. According to a recent lawsuit by his ex-managers, Depp kept a sound engineer on the payroll so he could feed him lines through an earpiece while filming. This Depp doesn't deny, saying the sounds fed to him made him act with just his eyes. Proving they're still the cutest couple in the country and setting the bar very high for every other man, Keith Urban marked Nicole Kidman's birthday this week by getting an entire arena to serenade her. During his Tuesday night appearance at Wisconsin's Country USA Festival, the 50-year-old Urban led the crowd in an a cappella rendition of Happy Birthday for the 51-year-old Kidman.
Happy birthday to you.
While his wife wasn't actually in attendance, Urban captured the moment in a selfie video. And Paul McCartney has confirmed that work continued on the Beatles' 50th anniversary reissue of the White Album while he prepared Egypt Station, his first studio effort since 2013. Producer Giles Martin, son of the late Beatles collaborator George Martin, first mentioned plans to reissue the band's 1968 self-titled release last summer, with McCartney confirming it's all in place. McCartney announced Egypt Station earlier this week and gave us a sneak peek with a couple of songs.
What am I doing wrong? I don't know.
Will I come on to you? If you come on to me, will I come on to you?
A release date for the White Album reissue has yet to be confirmed. And that's the latest.